As an aside note, part of what we're learning here from Rav Charlap is an educational tool. Sometimes as a parent, you know that a certain kid is having it coming. You're going to have to come down on a kid. You have to set it up before you do it so that the kid has enough love that they can handle it. I once taught a kid who was an orphan, and he went to school, and he was misbehaving. He was being disrespectful to the teacher. So the teacher wasn't comfortable calling the mother. She's a widow, so he called me. I used to tutor him on the side. He called me and he said, I want to come down hard on the kid. He has to be put in his place. Can I do it now? So I said, I don't know. Let me check with the mother. I call up the mother and I say, the teacher says that he has to come down hard on the kid. It's now a good time. So the mother says, no. No, in 1 week's time is the yahrzeit, is the day his father died. So he's right now, he's in emotional turmoil. Let's wait a month. Let him pass the yahrzeit. Let him pass the time that he has the day of remembering his dad's passing. And after 3 weeks after that, we can talk about it. So that's exactly what the educator did. He called me a month later. He said, check with the mother if it's okay. The mother said, yeah, it's okay. So he said, okay, and then tell the mother that if I'm tough with him in school, she has to be extra loving with him at home. I'm going to be tough with him, but it can only work if at home he gets some rest. At home, she can't take him to task. I'm prepared to start, but she has to remember her job is to give him a home base where he feels loved, and now she lays off him. Like for the next few weeks, she has to go easy on him. If he misbehaves at home, whatever it is, she should turn a blind eye. He can't get hit over the head in school and at home. So I was very impressed. You see, the skill of an educator. He wasn't reacting based on the child's behavior. He was calculating when's the right time, what's the right way. The Ribbon Shalom teaches us an educational tactic here. If he sees that the tribe of Reuven and Shimon are going to get hit down the road, so Hashem says, let me show them my love, says the Ribbon Shalom first. Let me give them that preferential treatment, which will hopefully give them the support so they could handle the blows that are coming down the road.